Well, friend, you've got a pretty woman and you think she's really something, but she's using you to play her game. Even if you treat her tender, in a month she won't remember what you look like or even your name. So don't even try to trust her, cause she'll leave you broken, flustered, with nobody but yourself to blame. She'll lie to you and leave you with nothing but depression, heartache and sorrow and shame. Cause you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. She's gotta be willing to do it on her own without nobody's help. You can try and try, but you just can't make somebody be somebody else. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. Well, I know you think you've got it made, but she's just a jade. Listen to me, friend, I know her kind. She'll just tear up your nerves if you fall for hers, and just walk away and leave her behind. When you fall in her lap, you're falling in her trap, and she'll rob you blind of your last dime. You're just another stranger, and you'll never change her if you try. You're wasting your time. Cause you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. She's gotta be willing to do it on her own. Nobody's help. You can try and try, but you just can't make somebody be somebody else. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself.
My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, bless not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her path, for she hath cast down many wounded, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is a way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
So if you think you've got a lady, but she always tells you crazy, stupid stories about her, where she's been. And you remember back before she was yours, she got around with a bunch of different men. It don't matter if you love her, that don't make you no different than any of them. Cause if she cheated before, she's probably still a whore, and she's gonna do it again. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. She's gotta be willing to do it on her own without nobody's help. You can try and try, but you just can't make somebody be somebody else. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is no money, no honey. Your church has the same characteristics of a whore. No money, no honey. Now, I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of whores. And I know some of you would love to have a whore. And if I'd ask some of you, would you, if you had your own personal prostitute, would you not have her? I'm telling you today that you and your church is a whore. Now, please try to understand what I'm trying to say. No money, no honey. You see, if you go and you look for a prostitute, well, you're looking for love. And if she will look at you and she will say, well, how much money do you have? And she will make you, for a certain amount or for a cost, you could go to bed with her and you could have your way and you can have a very good night and for the right amount of money. But she might look at you and she would say, no money, no honey. No money, no love. Try to stay with me, because what I'm trying to tell you is, I would like to see some of you go and try to get a prostitute for free. And she would say, no money, no honey. No money, no love. You don't give me money, you don't get no love. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to tell you today that the church has the same characteristics of a whore. No money, no love. Why do you go to church today? Well, because you want acceptance and you want love and you hope maybe you could get acceptance from this evil demonic church, and you might say, they might say, no money, no love. You see, there's a lot of whores going on today. And I'm telling you, the church is one big whorehouse. And these people, they have prostituted themselves. They are a lover of themselves. They serve themselves. And their only goal is to drain your faith. They are whores, prostitutes, and they only serve themselves. So come on, somebody. The church is a kingdom within a kingdom. I'm here to tell you that the kingdom of God lives within you. And this world is not your own, but the kingdom of God is within you. But the church has become a kingdom within a kingdom, and they serve themselves. They have prostituted themselves, and I'm here to tell you today, no money, no honey. Your church has the same characteristics of a whore. And I'm telling you today, the reason why a 50 megaton nuclear bomb could possibly hit the United States is because of this corrupt churches where the judgment where begin. And I'm here to tell you, I believe that Jesus would want to start to walk away from these churches today. It's time for real Christians to walk away from the church. Oh, come on, somebody. No money, no honey. You see, Gomer was a prostitute. And Hosea married Gomer. And he was told to pick a whore for the wife, because I'm here to tell you today, America is one big whore land. And you need to understand that we of America has turned to a bunch of whores. But it's amazing to me that even Israel, when Jeremiah in Jeremiah 3:3, therefore the showers have been withheld and no spring rains have fallen. Why? Because you have a brazen look of a prostitute, you refuse to blush with shame. Now, I want to know, does Jesus Christ love us because we have money? no money, no honey. This is what the church says today. I love these satanic preachers that play with people's, the congregational emotions, and then they take advantage of the old people because the old people are dying and all they want to do is take their social security funds from them. And so people go to church. They look for love. They look for acceptance. But you can see the evil government of the church looking down on folks that don't tithe. And then, well, you know what they're going to say? No money, no honey. Yes, no money, no honey. That means if you don't give me your money, I will not give you love. And that is really the whore house and the same characteristics of a whore. If you want to go on the strip of Las Vegas, if you want to go maybe to Pat Pong in the country of Thailand, or even the red light district, come on somebody, you're going to see a lot of whores, and you can easily have love if you're willing to pay the money. If you are willing to pay the money, you could have love. But if you try to go to any of these prostitutes and you don't have money, well, there's no honey. You see, a whore wants your money. Come on, somebody. A whore desires money. And this is what the church wants from you. They want your money. The whore of Babylon, Rahab the whore, Gomi the whore, Mary Magdalene was a whore. Oh, come on, Anne, your mother's a whore. Yes. Jephthah's mother's in Judges 11:1. Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior. His father was a Gilead and his mother was a prostitute. I don't know how many men have married whores in the Bible. You know, a lot of you men out there, you're single, you don't have any wives because you're waiting for that perfect woman. Why don't you just go marry a whore? Why don't you just go marry a prostitute? Because I'm telling you, you want to know why there's so many prostitutes in the Bible? Because Jesus and God is telling us that the reason why Hosea had to go marry Gomer is because he wants Hosea to love Gomer unconditionally. It's an unconditional love. It's a love without end. Amen. You see, the problem is that the church loves themselves. They're so into themselves, they're so into their religion, and they are a whore. No money, no honey. I'm here to tell you, your church is a kingdom within themselves. They only serve themselves. And so Satan, the reason why he always says and comes to you, and he loves to prey on young Christians, and he says, do not forsake the assembly of others. The reason why Satan says that is because if Satan can get you in the church, he can drain your faith in the real Jesus Christ when he says there's only, when Jesus, the kingdom of God is within you. Yes, these evil demonic whorehouse churches, they only want you in to drain your faith. Satan is really working overtime to drain your faith. Satan is working overtime to drain your faith. I don't know, some of you, your faith has been sucked out from you. It has been drained from you. Your faith was once full in Jesus Christ, and you believed the Holy Spirit could take you to many places, but the church sucked it out of you. Instead of you living free for Jesus, you were taught to conform to this evil religious organization called the church. So you gave up the opportunity to follow Jesus no matter where he would lead you, and then you decided to serve Satan's institution, the church. Yes, I don't know about you. No money, no honey. Your church has the same characteristics of a whore. So in the Bible, we see a lot about whores. We see there's a lot of whores. And also in 1 Kings 14:24, what we also see is we see male prostitutes in the temple. Just like what's happening in our government right now, where a lot of sick, evil crap is going on in our government, where they literally hired male prostitutes. It's the same kind of evil. The male prostitutes were in the temple. Now you need to understand something today. The male prostitutes was in the temple. It was in the church. It was corrupted, just like in the Catholic Church, just like in a lot of these churches in Rome. It is so corrupt. I'm here to tell you today, they just came across with this massive graveyard where the nuns just murdered thousands of children. And so there was a major lot of judgment on Jerusalem at that time. Thus, you are different from those women in your harlotries, and that no one plays the harlot as you do, because you give money and no money is given back to you. Thus, you are different. Therefore, a harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because of your lewdness was poured out, and your nakedness uncovered through your harlotries, with your lovers and with your all detestable idols, and because of the blood of your son which you gave the idols. Now you better listen to me, because I'm sick and tired of telling you this. But no money, no honey. You know, I want to tell you that Jesus' love is unconditional. And Jesus loves you without anything in return. Can I get an amen? Jesus loves you and He wants to give you love without you giving Him His money. I don't know how many of these cult preachers out there, but Jesus wants to love you unconditionally and you don't have to give money. Now, I don't know, men, but I know some of these women out there, before they even marry you, they want a big wedding ring. Am I not right? And then they want one of these fancy weddings. Am I not right? Men, I want to warn you of these kind of women. When you come across a woman and the first thing she wants is a big marquee, or the first thing she wants is this huge wedding on the beach, or this fancy wedding, this is not the woman you want to marry. This woman shows every sign of a harlot. She shows every sign of a prostitute. She will not marry you unless she has a big wedding ring. Unless she has a big wedding, then she should not be your wife because she's a prostitute. And she will screw any man that has money. I want to warn you. This is a woman that says, I will marry you, but no money, no honey. I'm here to tell you today that possibly the woman that you are dating is really a whore. But that's okay. Go ahead and marry her anyway. But if you choose to marry that whore, God is going to require you to love her unconditionally the way that you loved. He has loved you unconditionally. You go to a lot of these other countries, there's money and it's a whore. So in 1 Kings 14:24, there were even male shrine prostitutes in the land. The Bible engaged in all the detestable practice of a nation the Lord had driven out from the Israelites. I mean, how can God Your church has become so evil. You serve yourself. You take down the cross. You take down Jesus. You sit there. You serve yourself. You serve yourselves. You are a little kingdom among a kingdom. And all you do is pat your damn evil self on the back. You serve yourself. And so when someone really does want to believe in Jesus, you take the picture of Jesus down. You take the cross out of the equation. You say you have to conform under us to be accepted. And you drain the faith of the young Christian who just wanted to follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Oh, come on! You people are selfish and the most judgmental people, and you don't represent Christ. I am telling you right now that America could possibly be hit by a 50 megaton nuclear bomb. And so therefore, I believe that Jesus is calling real Christians out of the church today, because I believe judgment is upon America. And when judgment falls upon America, the judgment starts with the church. So we know that Rahab was a whore and she was honored being in the lineage of Jesus. But you know, it doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you, could you imagine if you went to some prostitutes, I'm talking about women prostitutes here, and you were a man and you wanted love but you had no money. So you go into the red light district and you go to a woman and you say, I have no money. She looks at you and she says, I love you. And I want to marry you and be your wife for the rest of your life. You understand this woman who's a prostitute that decided that she wants to love you and be your wife for the rest of your life. She said, I don't care how much money you have, but the love was unconditional. You see, some of you men, your wife's only with you as long as you have a job, and if you don't have a job, then she wants to leave you. Well, that is not a woman you want anyway. You do not want a woman that loves you because you don't have a job. Oh, come on, somebody. That is not, and that's a prostitute, that's a whore. Well, there's churches out there that will not accept you as long as they get something from you. If you go to church and you do not give something to them, no money, no honey. Why do people go to church? Because they want love. And they want acceptance. But if you don't give something to them, no money, no honey. But I want to tell some folks out there that Jesus Christ is not like that, okay? I want to tell you today that Jesus is loving you unconditionally. And the Bible is very clear that His love for you is unconditional. Whether you have anything to give. You see, the church is a whorehouse. And that's the truth. They serve themselves. But Jesus' love for you is unconditional, and Jesus really wants to give to you. And you need to understand that Jesus is the great giver, and He wants to give to you. Now, there's a many of these sick, evil, demonic preachers out there that say, if you do not give, then God can't give back to you. That's not true at all, man. Jesus wants to love you unconditionally. Why? But God showed His love to us, and that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Why does God want to just give to you? Because He ultimately gave the greatest gift to you, His Son, Jesus Christ, already. Jesus is the master giver. But you see, the church is a kingdom within a kingdom, and they, no money, no honey, you don't give, you don't get love back. And I'm telling you today that Jesus, He is the giver, unconditional love, and He wants to love you. You see, that is the difference between Jesus and the evil demonic church. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only one His Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Jesus Christ laid down His life for you. He paid the price. He paid the price. You see, the church has become a whorehouse, and it's true. They are evil demonic entities. They are satanic. They teach you pastor worship. They follow the New World Order beast. And they want to put you on a guilt trip. And when Jesus says, "I did not come into this world to judge the world, but to save it. But I'm here to tell you, they'll be the first ones to judge." Now, you need to understand something right now. Whores have always been in the Bible. Tamar, the widow of Ur and Onan, she plays the prostitute to get married or to get pregnant by her father-in-law. Could you imagine that? Be Tamar, Tamar. I mean, Tamar's father-in-law probably married Tamar's mother. So the father marries the mother, but the father also had sex with the daughter, got her pregnant. How sick. But it's in the Bible. So your church has the same characteristics as a whore. If you don't give me money, then you don't get honey. If you don't give me your money, then you don't get love. If you're coming to my church and you don't tithe, then you don't get love. We will give you love for money. Without your money, we don't give love. Normally, people give tithes and offerings because they want love and acceptance. They're looking for love and acceptance from Jesus Christ. So they go to church. They hope they can get love and acceptance from Christ-like-minded people. But the truth of the matter is, the church has become a whorehouse. They have prostituted themselves. They are lovers of money. They care only about themselves. Oh, come on, somebody. They care only about themselves. No money, no honey. No money, no honey. Oh, come on. I know if I would ask you today, how many of you would like to have a prostitute? Most of you would say, "I would love to have a prostitute." Most men. And even women. Male prostitute, right? And so, the nature of a prostitute is what? You pay me and I will give you love. You pay me and I will give you love. Well, the same characteristics are in the church today. No money, no honey. You see, the truth of the matter is, the church is draining the faith of real Christians. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of people, their faith is being drained. The truth of the matter is, the church has been the very tool and the gateway to hell. And they have taken Jesus and the cross out of the church. And it's literally the gateway to hell. And they have conformed you into a cult of pastor worship. You are under a cult. I'm telling you. Your mainstream churches now are run by cultic mindsets. How many of you want a whore just to love you unconditionally? Well, this is why Hosea had to marry Gomer. Because Jesus said this. He said, love Gomer unconditionally because Israel, I have loved you unconditionally. Men, if you happen to marry a whore and she's cheating on you, then go bring it to Jesus and say, look, what should I do? More than likely, he will say, love her unconditionally because I have loved you unconditionally. You get it? Some of you men, go to the strip of Vegas, look for a whore. Seriously, go look for one. Go up to her and say, will you love me, but I have no money? I wonder what her response would be. You see, the church will not love you unless you give them something. Women would not love you unless you give them something. But Jesus will love you even though you have given him nothing. Jesus loves you even though you have nothing to offer him. Jesus loves you even though you have no money. Jesus is going to love you. And if the church doesn't want to be used by Jesus, he will find another way to show his love to you. Can I get an amen? I'm here to tell you today, the church has the same characteristics as a whore. No honey, no money. Now, I don't know, some of you, we are in the time of judgment in America. We are at our last stop, our last hope. And a lot of you today are choosing to free Barabbas and to crucify Jesus Christ. And a lot of you are trying to get rid of, this is a great time for America to actually turn its back, to give a 100-year reprieve like Nineveh. But if we choose down our evil path, you give God no choice but to bring judgment on this nation. In one form, it could be a 50-ton, megaton nuclear bomb. Remember, Hiroshima was only 15 kilotons. We're talking 1,000 times greater than Hiroshima. I'm praying that I want you to know that Jesus loves you, even though you have nothing to offer to him. Jesus loves you, even though you give little, you give nothing, he loves you. This love is an unconditional love, and I want you to rest today in this unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Folks want to look down on you. Church wants to look down on you. But the temple of God is within you. It's not in some man-made building. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. So go free. Set your heart free. And go walk in the kingdom of God. And follow the Holy Spirit and let Jesus Christ lead you. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.
Well, friend, you've got a pretty woman, and you think she's really something, but she's using you to play her game. Even if you treat her tender, in a month you won't remember what she looked like or even your name. So don't even try to trust her, cause she'll leave you broken, flustered, with nobody but yourself to blame. She'll lie to you and leave you with nothing but depression, heartache and sorrow and shame. Cause you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. She's gotta be willing to do it on her own. says she wants to do it herself. Well, I know you think you've got it made, but she's just a jade. Listen to me, friend, I know her kind. She'll just tear up your nerves if you fall for her. So just walk away and leave her behind. Cause when you fall in her lap, you're falling in her trap, and she'll rob you blind of your last dime. You're just another stranger, and you'll never change her if you try. You're wasting your time. Cause you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself. She's gotta be willing to do it on her own without nobody's help. You can try and try, but you just can't make somebody be somebody else. No, you can't turn a whore into a lady unless she wants to do it herself.
My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, bless not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is a way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
So if you think you've got a lady, but she always tells you crazy, stupid stories about her, where she's been. And you remember back before she was yours, she got around with a bunch of different men. It don't matter if you love her, that don't make you no different than any of them. Cause if she cheated before, she's probably still a whore, and she's gonna do it again.